the Joe Bonner Link Road that's talked about for many years. It'll open up that entire patch in Letterkenny with the Social Enterprise Centre, a new connection to our Public Service Centre, and indeed allow the development of additional lands there. The fire station, it's really about providing more localised parking in that area where there's a number of public buildings, and with the new court service, parking is much needed alongside the museum there and opposite revenue. And then our last one is the Kiltory Roundabout, which is really one of the steps along the Letterkenny Relief Road that will ultimately tie, connect into the Bundagee Link and on out to the Dry Arch Roundabout. That's something that was needed as a result of the development in the area through the IDA Business Park. It'll give a great introduction to the boulevard effect there with the landscaping and so on, for bringing foreign direct investment, indeed other types of investment as well, to Letterkenny.
As you say, the Kiltory Roundabout in particular an important one because it is a central feature of the long-awaited Link Road. Now, funding obviously is coming for that in dribs and drabs. Do you foresee, looking ahead, the Transport Infrastructure Ireland, which has replaced the NRA, will keep funding coming on a year-by-year basis and we'll finally see real progress on that relief road?
Yeah, well, I suppose when we were expecting it to get built, we had the economic downturn in 2008, 2009. So now we believe the time is right for it to get restarted. We've seen a few small projects getting restarted in Donegal by TII in the last couple of years. So we hope now we'll get these links and then ultimately the main connection from Bunagee and lead all the way through to Lippert-Strabane.
Taking the wider view, do you believe that when TII actually see the importance of these projects you're working on today to Letterkenny, and they will then realise perhaps that this does need to be prioritised and they do need to invest serious money to allow ultimately what's going to be that new second bridge over the Swilly?
Yeah, I think we've made the case over several years. The case is well made and that's now recognised by TII. Originally, they didn't have the Bunagee Link on the programme. In recent years, they moved it onto the programme, so it's opened it up as a project. And it's a matter now of, there's a lot of projects around the country, so it's a matter of being in there and getting the prioritisation we deserve. At one time, it was considered a very expensive route, but with changes in the economic and the cost of land and construction, it's come down now, and it's got a very good cost-benefit analysis ratio now. So we'd be very hopeful it's up there with the rest of them in the country.